Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Flack of WSA TV9 just tweeted that the Alexandria mayor, Justin Wilson, has informed Flack that he's going to be releasing a statement soon about the future of Monumental Sports and Entertainment's proposed move to Potomac Yard, which is very interesting to me for a couple of reasons. But it's, to me, really, really interesting because have you been noticing Ted Leonsis' tweets?
This is my point.
Today.
Something is happening.
Ted Leonsis tweeted, I'm going to read a few of them, but a chain of social media interactions with Caps and Wizards fans and a bunch of posts on X that are basically very much about the health of the teams in D.C. Said, incredible info from our MSE team just now. On Monday night, the Zach Bryan concert was the highest attending concert in Capital One Arena history, with 20,280 people enjoying the show. It was also the highest single night for merchandise sales in Capital One Arena history. He also said, thrilling Caps victory. This was after last night. At Capital One Arena last night. A huge 2 points. As always, Caps fans showed up for the team. Your support has been fantastic. Last night was one of the most attended Caps games of the season and the largest weekday crowd of the year. So again, it's kind of one of these, people are showing up in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the tenor toward D.C. from Monumental and vice versa, D.C. toward Monumental, as they've been trying to move to Virginia, has been rough the last several weeks, but these don't read that way. Leonsis today, even more amazing data. In March to date, over 325,000 fans have come through the doors to enjoy the Capitals and the Wizards games, concerts, Georgetown basketball, ACC tourney, and other events. We expect to end the month near 400,000 fans through the turnstiles. He went on to say, each of these events brings the community together, supports thousands of jobs, and generates significant tax revenue for the city. Now you've got the mayor of Alexandria today saying he's releasing a statement about Monumental and Virginia. The last thing we heard about Virginia was that the teams were unlikely to be able to go there because Senator Lucas essentially said no, and that was the end of that. Unless the governor tried a Hail Mary, which he wasn't planning on trying. But with Leonsis tweeting very positively about D.C. today.
Uh-huh.
And now, the mayor of Alexandria coming out saying he's got a statement he's about to put out. My spidey senses are tingling.
There are two possibilities. One, an extraordinarily random coincidence that Ted's Twitter fingers are extremely active today. just experiencing gratitude. Maybe he's going through his journals, his meditations, his thank yous, right? Just decided, let's pour some data out, tell you how good it's going with us in Washington, D.C. And by the way, look at all the benefits for Washington, D.C., the tax revenue and the jobs and the so forth. Just randomly. Could have done that any day over the last 5, 6, 7 months, years, whatever. Just happens to be today. Alexandria Mayer's got an announcement about the future of the whole stadium deal. Tells me something's happening. Something's coming.
I've hit a lot of people up about this.
Yeah.
None of them have answered.
Okay.
Now, me telling you that doesn't mean a whole lot other than to say, sometimes when nobody's answering anything, things are happening. It could also be that they don't like me very much. Choose your path, fighter. But
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We heard and we knew that Virginia was unlikely as of a couple weeks ago, or that they were going to have to regroup at the least. We already know that D.C. has said that the $500 million offer is still on the table. We had Flack on weeks ago, and he said that the mayor told him they were not taking that money off the table. They want the Wizards and the Capitals. They've been trying to get them to stay in D.C. They're willing to fork over $500 million if that's what it takes so that they can renovate Capital One Arena, turn it into the best version of the building that Ted Leonsis can have downtown. And now there's been a little bit of a renewed positivity, I will say, in social media from the owner toward not just the city, which he's always been very positive about, D.C., but the teams in the arena and kind of what's going on at Capital One Arena. There's just a lot of movement right now that would make me think maybe Virginia is dwindling, that the chances of anything happening outside of D.C. are dwindling to the point where D.C. could be very much back in play. And if you're Leonsis, we heard he went and talked to Wes Moore, that nothing was imminent there. Maybe you tried Virginia. Lucas, I think incorrectly, shut that down before it ever got off the ground. But here we are. You went to Maryland and had your quick conversation. You took the temperature there. Maybe we find out sometime in the future that D.C. is going to be the home of the Wizards and the Capitals for the foreseeable future.
That's what this feels like to me, honestly. Right?
Would he have tweeted those things he's tweeting if something wasn't brewing? I mean, I guess it's possible. He's just the owner of the team. He was on cloud nine last night. His Capitals just got a big win.
And then he just happened to have a meeting where they gave him all this data? That's possible, I suppose.
The dopamine hits, right? He gets all the numbers. Somebody told me, by the way, this is not related to anything that Ted's tweeted, but a buddy of mine mentioned to me that the gate for just refreshments and concession stands on the day of the ACC tournament at Capital One Arena was the highest grossing day in the history of the arena for money that they got on food. And they've, you know, teams, these arenas want these tournaments because it's all day long.
Right.
So like the NC State fans are there, and then the Duke fans are there, and there's three, four, whatever it is, games all day. So people are in there leaving, coming back, but someone might be sitting there from noon to 11 p.m., and they're having two or three meals and eight beers. And so, but just from revenue generated at Capital One Arena on food and beverage, basically, from what I was told, the day of the ACC tournament, whatever day that was, or one the first day maybe, the most money they've made at any point in that building the Capitals Stanley Cup home date, one of them, was the closest otherwise, and it was a couple hundred thousand off or something like that, from what I'd heard. But, I mean, business has been booming there. There's no doubt about that. He's got all these numbers on the concerts, and you know, 90% of Caps fans are keeping their season tickets. He expects 80 to 90% of Wizards fans. Are you saying all that stuff if you're not getting ready to tell us that you're staying in D.C.?
So if you're just if you're just doing a, hey, man, I'm going to pat myself on the back real quick and the organization, and here's what's going on. It's fun, right? The fun things are happening right now. I would buy that if it weren't for this little two-sentence sandwich tweet. Really, one sentence. It's two lines. Each of these events brings the community together, supports thousands of jobs, and generates significant tax revenue for the city. I noticed that. That's the one I noticed the most. I underlined it. I circled it. I did a little pin. I said, let me come back to that one. Because that tells me, if you didn't care about the city, I'm not trying to be, you know, rude about it. I'm saying, but if you weren't interested in the city, you're moving from the city, you wouldn't mention that as a partnership. You would just say it could do that for you, or you'd find a different construction. When you're specifically talking about the city that you're in, and look at all the benefits. What a great partnership. This is so great. You're talking about continuing the partnership.
If and when, let's say hypothetically, they come out and they announce that they're staying in D.C., that their flirtation in Virginia is over, that they're not going to Maryland, that they've taken the deal from the city and the mayor, $500+ million, they sweeten the pot, whatever it is, right? Let's just say they take a deal from Washington, D.C. Could be today, tomorrow, 6 weeks from now. I don't care. My question to Danny Ruye is, do the people who got really angry at Ted that he tried to move stay angry at him? Or because you got what you wanted, do you just kind of take your ball and go home? I think most of the people that were screaming and hated him for trying to move to Virginia were already mad because that, you know, they don't like how he's owned the Wizards, or they think that he should have signed that player in the NHL that one time. I think if you like Ted, if you think he's done a pretty good job as an owner, you might have not been nearly as bothered by some of the plans to leave D.C. I don't know. But my question to you is, does that linger for a little while still? Does he have to win another cup or a world championship with the Wiz, and then people will hop back in?
I think it's going to linger a little bit. I do. I think it'll be a little bit lingering, but I don't think it's the gavel slamming like it was for a lot of folks, right? I mean, think of the vitriol that we got that neither you and I really anticipated the level of. Right? I expected people that are specifically inconvenienced, where they go, it used to take me 30, now it's going to take me an hour 20. I'm not doing that. I get that totally 100%. It's the principle. The idea that they would dare go to this place that they've never been, that's 4.5 miles away, it's closer than their practice facility is to their home court. How could they do that? How could he do that? The betrayal. This, I think those folks that we were surprised at the vitriol will still be bothered for a little while. And they won't treat this as, I got what I want. Yeah, we only got what we want because you couldn't get what you want. Right? They'll still be bothered, but they'll get over it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.